Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 10, and following that we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 10. My thoughts do not mean anything. This idea applies to all the thoughts of which you are aware or become aware in the practice periods. The reason the idea is applicable to all of them is that they are not your real thoughts. We have made this distinction before, and will do so again. You have no basis for comparison as yet. When you do, you will have no doubt that what you once believed were your thoughts did not mean anything. This is the second time we have used this kind of idea. The form is only slightly different. This time the idea is introduced with my thoughts instead of these thoughts, and no link is made overtly with the things around you. The emphasis is now on the lack of reality of what you think you think. This aspect of the correction process began with the idea that the thoughts of which you are aware are meaningless, outside rather than within, and then stressed their past rather than their present status. Now we are emphasizing that the presence of these thoughts means that you are not thinking. This is merely another way of repeating our earlier statement that your mind is really a blank. To recognize this is to recognize nothingness when you think you see it. As such, it is the prerequisite for vision. My thoughts do not mean anything. As I contemplate this lesson and do the practice, the last time we practiced this idea, it was these thoughts do not mean anything. And we looked around the room and we said, this thought about this book does not mean anything. This thought about this candle does not mean anything. Talking about the thoughts about things outside of us do not mean anything. And this lesson is asking us to just look at any thought and say, my thought does not mean anything. For example, my thought about whatever does not mean anything. And so this is also pointing to something outside of me. The thought itself is outside of me. And that is why it does not mean anything. Nothing outside of me means anything. Nothing outside of my truth means anything. In an earlier lesson, we were practicing through meditation, seeing the difference between a blank mind, which are these thoughts that don't mean anything, and the mind that is thinking, which is turned inward, focusing on itself, the I am that I am, or the who am I inquiry. The lines that we start the practice with are, my thoughts do not mean anything. This idea will help release me from all that I now believe. This idea will help release me from all that I believe now. This idea that my thoughts are outside of me, they are not me, helps release me from all that I believe now, all that I now believe. In this moment, when I say my thought does not mean anything, and I say it with sincerity, with faith that the thought is outside of me, and nothing outside of me means anything, it's all illusion, this thought helps me release from all the false thoughts that I believe now. My thoughts do not mean anything, frees me. Holy Spirit, help me today to remember that my thoughts are outside of me. They aren't me. They aren't my truth. Help me to remember to be released from the suffering they cause when I believe they are meaningful or they are me. They aren't. Thank you for your guidance and your patience and your love. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we close our eyes, we get in a comfortable position, we take a few deep breaths, we prepare our mind for quietness. We say to ourselves, my thoughts do not mean anything. This idea releases me from all I now believe. And as thoughts come up, we watch them as an oddly assorted procession going by. It has no personal meaning. And as we allow them to pass by us and disappear into nothingness, the mind quiets. And we ask, if I am not my thoughts, then who am I? If I am not the one thinking these thoughts, then who am I? I am aware of the thoughts, but not the thoughts. Who am I? And we sink deeply into the feeling of, I am the awareness of these thoughts, sinking deeply into the awareness, just being aware that we are the awareness. Not seeking or searching, just sinking into.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining with me in sinking deeply into our hearts. Namaste.